Okay, today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis.
We're on Ayin Zayin Vav Amid Beis, but we can go back.
No, we're going to go back to Ayin Vav Amid Beis because
the flow.
Because of the flow. The Tanya is the flow. So today, we'll learn Lilo Nishmas. Today's the day my grandmother arrived at Auschwitz. It's the yahrzeit for her mother, whose name was Blima Bas Bela, and her brothers, who was Moshe ben Shmuel Yisrael Leib ben Shmuel Tzvi and Pinchas ben Shmuel Tzvi and his sister Adina Bas Shmuel Tzvi. Those are all of them. Shama Shav and Elias.
Amen.
Okay. So we're discussing the Log Shemen of a Mitzora. Right? So we're discussing the Log Shemen of a Mitzora, and we ended off by saying that if it's a Suffolk, if it's really supposed to be for a Mitzora or not, so what do? You bring the Log Shemen as extra. Did we learn that yesterday? You bring the log shemen as extra, right? You make it tonight. If it's the log shemen, then good. And if it's not, then what is it? A nedava. Right. That's what you do. You're not sure you're supposed to bring it. You're not sure. Okay. So, are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to bring shrai. You're allowed to bring it extra and say it's extra. Can you do that? Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said that it says the Torah like this: Kol sa'or. Any sa'or, what's sa'or? Dough. V'chol devash. And any honey. Lo saktiru men of Isha L'Hashem. You can't bring that for a carbon. You can't bring any dough or any honey. But by the way, things that are very close to dough and to honey, you can bring as a carbon. For example, honey is, it's not honey from a bee. It's date honey. That you can't bring as a carbon. But what about fruit for bikurim? That you could. What about dough, sa'or? Dough, you can't. What about lechem upon him? Or other minchas? That you could. So,
no, you have to.
You have to, right. So only two things not. Sa'or and the dvash. But very things very close, you could, right? So Rabbi Eliezer says, L'reach nicholach yatamale. For reach nicholach, you can't bring them. Aval atamale, l'shem eitim. Right? But what if I say, you know what? I'm not putting this on the mizbeach, these dates, or figs, or honey. As a carbon, I'm using it for wood. I could burn wood, I could burn chairs, I could burn books, and I could burn honey. That you can do. So, but the point is, it's not as a carbon, it's as wood. That you could do. So therefore, you get up on the Mizbeach, and then you can make that tonight. So I have this leftover oil, and I'm not sure, does it belong here or not? You know what? I'll bring it as a tzafik. If it's supposed to be the oil for the Mitzorah, excellent. And if not, so I'll make it for firewood. What's the big deal?
Right.
It'll be for firewood. I can do that with anything. Even something I can't use for on the Mizbeach, like honey. I can use it for firewood. That's going to be the out. That's the out for all these issues. Make it for firewood. Okay?
As Berakabayis or not Berakabayis?
Not Berakabayis at all. Firewood. No, you need to be on the Mizbeach. I'm not donating it to the Beit HaMikdash. I need it to be on the Mizbeach. What am I going to do? What? Because that's what a log of the Mitzvah has to do. The log shaman.
But doesn't the Torah only say
Eitzim? What? So, yes, it does say Eitzim. It doesn't have to be Eitzim. So it can be anything that burns.
Any fuel.
Okay.
He's right. Any fuel. So the Gemara says, V'ikashirayim d'boi l'michle. But you have to eat it. And there was a komet that wasn't burnt. What'd they do? They would take a komet off of shemen, burn the komet, eat the rest. Here, you're putting the whole thing on the mizbeach. So what exactly are you doing? It's backwards. So the Gemara says, deparikle. Deparikle means, after you remove a little bit of the oil, you'll put it back. So in other words, you do kemitza, there's a little bit of oil not put on the Mizbeach, then you supplement it and put it back. I think that's what it means.
Redeem it?
How do you put it back? Once it's on the Mizbeach, how do you put it back? How do you take it off?
So, that's the very next words of the Gemara. The Park Lehecha, how do you do that?
Yeah.
E Gavoy, where are you? If you're in the Azara, right? So, Kamayel Chul Azara. You're bringing in chulin, extra oil now, that doesn't have any kedusha.
Right.
You're bringing it into the azara. to supplement the oil you...
You're going to use anyway.
E avroi, if you're outside, then if salibiotze, then you've took it out, so that's a problem. So how do you pull this off? So the Gemara says, l'olam gavoi, really, where are you? You're in the Azara.
Right.
And chulin mimei lahavim. It became chulin by itself.
How?
Hmm?
How?
I'm not sure how.
Once it's inside the Azara, how does it become chulin?
Because
you're not physically bringing it in.
You are physically bringing it in. It's there already. It's there already.
Yeah, that's
why. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. You redeem it, and then you supplement it. So it's already there. I'm not 100% sure. Now, Vamar of Shimon, Amos Nadvin Shemin. Tulsa doesn't get off the ground. Rav Shimon said you can't donate oil. So the Gemara says, Tikkuni Gavra Shiny. No, but to make yourself Tahar, you can. And in order to make him Tahar, it's a Mitzorah. We have problems with this guy because it's a Suffolk. So for that, we'll allow it.
Oil is one of the things you can't donate.
Yes, I don't know what he means by that. He says, Amos Nadvin Lemizbeah. So it's only if it's a chov. We can't voluntarily bring oil. No such thing. Chov, yes. Mitzorah, whatever. Yeah, voluntarily, no such thing. So the answer is, normally you're right. But here, we want to get... What was that?
Can't do that door?
Can I open that door?
I don't know. Is that door open?
It's got to be a collector. It's got to be a collector.
Okay. Yosef Rav Dini, Yosef Rav Chumi, Kamei de Ravina, Yosef Kamei de Ravuna Bar Tachlifa, V'neima Asham Zeh Yiyah Asham Toloi. The whole problem was, what do we do with this Asham, right? So why don't we make it into an Asham Toloi? As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rashi, before the Rashi gets wide, the last Rashi in the skinny lines, make this Asham, the Suffolk Asham, right? We're not sure what we have to bring it. So make it an Asham Toloi. After all, what's Asham Toloi? Is the carbon you bring when somebody made an Avera? Somebody had a Suffolk, did I make an Avera? Did I do an Avera? Suffolk. Right? There were two pieces of meat in my fridge, mine and the maid's, and I ate one, and I don't know which one I ate. If I ate mine, it's kosher. If I ate hers, it's not kosher. I don't remember which I ate when I ate. I'm never going to know. So it's a Suffolk. So what do? You bring an Asham Toloi. So make this Asham into an Asham Toloi. After all, L'chaper al Suffolk Avera, Shebiyado. I'm reading Rashi. To be Mechaper on a Suffolk Avera. Kibbe Eliezer, the Amar Bikrisus, Misnadev Adam, Asham Tolui B'chol Yom. A person can bring an Asham Tolui every day. Every day you can bring an Asham Tolui. Why can you bring an Asham Tolui every day? She'ein Lecha Adam, She'ein Omid B'Safik Chet.
Right.
Everybody has a Safik Chet. Shh. Everybody has a Safik Chet. Huh? V'hachi shapir tvei shizman echad lachilas kol hashamos v'lo mevi kachin l'beis ha'psul. Make it an Asham Toloi, and that's it. Yeah? All right. So why can't you do that? So what's the story? Make this Asham into an Asham Toloi. After all, you can bring an Asham Toloi every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you can bring something you did wrong.
Possibly.
Something you possibly did wrong. So there you go. Since we don't say that, obviously, he doesn't agree with that. Right? He doesn't agree with that. So, Shmamina. Mantana de Paligale, Derbalazar, who argues on that? Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Amos Tadash and Tali. He holds you not. Amalei. So what do you see? Someone argues on him. So Amalei, Torah, Imri, Bedichri, Mechalfilach. Torah. Imri, Bedichri, Mechalfilach. You're going to mix up a goat, an ayil, and a sheep. One of them is an ayil. One of them, an asher mitzora is from a lamb, a keveth, and asham tolu is from an ayil. How could you mix that up? So the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it was like the first year that you.
So therefore, it's not a raya that went a hole like this. Okay. Next, Mishnah.
Not now. We're learning now. Come back later.
No, I have to apologize.
Okay. It's not my problem. It's your problem.
No problem, sir. No problem.
Next Mishnah. Ivrei chatos. What's ivrei chatos? The limbs of a chatos. Okay, new Mishnah. New topic. Ivrei chatos. Shenis arvu be'ivrei ola. They got mixed up with an ivrei ola. Okay? Ivrei chatos got mixed up with an ivrei ola. A varm of a chatos got mixed up with a varm of an ola. The difference between a varm of a chatos and a varm of an ola, ola gets burnt, chatos can get eaten. Okay? Yes?
Ivrei chatos is given to the Kohen? Ivrei chatos?
Yes. Yes.
Not to the Baal, to the Kohen.
Correct. A Baal never eats a chatos. Rabbi Eliezer, what do you do? They got mixed up now. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yitain Lamaila, they all have to get burnt, because it's a suffix, what you can't eat an ola, so it's a suffix. Right? They all have to get burnt. The Ivrei chatos are allowed to be eaten, so how could you put it up on the Mizbech and let it get burnt? Rowan, ani as a basar ha-chatos lamaila ki'ilu hein etim. I will view the Ivrei chatos, which should have been eaten, as etim, it's firewood. The ola is supposed to get burnt. The Ivrei chatos, I'll treat it as firewood. Make sense? Okay. The Chacham Omrim, no, that's not an option. Tavor tzu rasan. Let it all sit over here and become rotten. Okay? Okay? In other words, once it becomes no sir, let it sit there for a day. Once it becomes no sir, now you burn it. It's no sir. I can't put on top of the Mizbeach because we'll see why he doesn't want to do that.
I'm trying to figure out what's the goal?
No, the goal is it got mixed up.
Yeah.
So basically, something edible got mixed up with something not edible.
Correct.
Rabbi Eliezer says, so burn it all on top of the Mizbeach.
Right.
The Ola has to be burnt anyway on top of the Mizbeach. The Chatos does not have to be burnt. It should be eaten. Can't be eaten. There's a suffix which one it is. So burn that also on top of the Mizbeach. Aye, what are you doing? It's firewood.
Don't burn things that's not supposed to be there.
What?
Don't burn things that are not supposed to be there.
That's what the Chachamim say. So the Chachamim say, no, you can't burn things that's supposed to be there. What do you do?
Because otherwise you let it, anything up there.
What do you do? Put it in the corner. Overnight. It becomes no sir. Then burn it in the Beis HaSreifa. The Yotzel, Beis HaSreifa. Take it out to burn. Yotzel, Beis HaSreifa. Take it out to burn. Okay? You have no choice. It's a suffix. You can't eat it. So what do? Machlokas. Either you put it on top of the Mizbeach and treat it as firewood, or don't do that. Let it become noser. Put it in the corner. Let it become noser. Tomorrow you can't eat it anyway.
Right.
Then burn it tomorrow. Not in the Mizbeach. Oh. So my time at the Rebbe Eliezer, what's his reason? His reason is Amar Kra. It says like this. It says, Ve'el HaMizbeach lo yalu L'reach nichoach. And the pasuk before that says the exact same thing we said before. It says, Chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo saktiru. Honey and flour, honey and dough, cannot be used as a carbon. Right? And then it says, Amar kra, v'el mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. L'reach nichoach yet tamala. You can't put up in the mizbeach for some kind of fragrance, for some kind of doing Hashem's will. That you can't do. Avo atamala l'Hashem etim. But to put it up there as firewood, why not? Okay? Why not? V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, no. Mir rachmana osam. It says the word osam, right? It says, carbon gracious takrivu osam. Osam hodi iyatamayla. Only that you can't put up. Aval atamayla shem etim. That you can put it for shem etim. But aval midiachwini, lol. But something else. You can't put up there at all, even if it's L'Shem Eitzim. So what could you put L'Shem Eitzim? Rashi says, the Rashi of Osam. Bereisha dekra k'tiv, karbon reishis takrivu Osam. What's that going on? That's going on the Devash and the Sa'or. Fa Sa'or u Devash koi, k'tiprishis l'el. Ma yesh l'cha l'havi mehem, shtei alechem, mena Sa'or, shi reishis l'cha l'matanos, ubi korban advash. Since you bring bread and fruit, that you can't put on the Mizbeach honey. Somebody wants to bring honey, they won't take it. Somebody wants to bring Sa'or, they won't take it. What about L'Shem Eitzim? That'll do. What about Ivrei Chatas mixed up with Ivrei Ola L'Shem Eitzim, that they won't do. So therefore, has to get a mum. Everyone got that? Rabbi Eliezer, what does it do with the word Osam? Osam who, the Rabbi Loch Kevesh Kamizbeach. He teaches you from the word Osam that the ramp has the same status as the Mizbeach. Avol Midiachwini, low. But something else, no. That does not have the status of the ramp, does not have the status of Mizbeach, only regarding those things. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Tarte, Mashma, Shma, Mine. They learn both things from the word Osam.
What's the implication of the ramp having the same status?
That you're not allowed to put honey and tzor on the ramp, on the Mizbeach. You can't put it on the ramp either. What, there is no significance. That's what he holds.
No, but the practical said that.
Probably nothing.
But wasn't there a gap in there? There's a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, so it should be...
It's a one on the tiny gap.
Yeah.
No, somebody put on the ramp. I don't know. How this is ever going to come up. I don't know.
Because you can burn, I think I know.
On the ramp also, it's a machlok is coming up.
Correct.
Masnisan, delo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not like this bryce. Our Mishnah is not going to be like this bryce at all. We're going to bring a bryce which is going to say something totally different than the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah they're arguing about Ivrei Chatas and Ivrei Ola. They got mixed up. What do you do with them? One you can eat, one you can't eat. What do you do with it? By the way, what if you have meat, kosher meat got mixed up with non-kosher meat? Not eat any of it. Why not? But it's a suffix. So thing over here. What do you do with it? It's kachim. Rabbi Eliezer says you put it on top of the mizbeach. Chacham said, no, you wait for it to become no such. Amr of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo nechelku Rabbi Eliezer v'chacham al ivrei chatos shins arvu b'ivrei ola she'akvivu. They don't argue on that issue. They don't argue on that. Machlokas of Ivrei Chatas and Ivrei Ola. There's no machlokas about that. Obviously, our mission says there is a machlokas about that. So Rabbi Yehuda has a different version. Birovea shin v'nirva shelo yakrivu. A rovea, the limbs of a rovea or a nirva cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Okay? Meaning, a regular chatas got mixed up with the limbs of a rovea or a nirva. Rovea or nirva is an animal that was a participant of bestiality. So that happened, and you shechted it somehow, you have Ivrei Nirva, you can't bring that on the Mizbeach. It got mixed up with Ivrei Chatas, nobody argues about that. Shelo Yakrivu, no one says that. Al Ma Nechleku, what are they arguing about? Al Ivrei Ola Tamimin, Shenes Arvu, Be'Ivrei Balas Mum. The limbs of an Ola Tamim got mixed up with the limbs of an Ola Balmum. What's an Ola Balmum? An Ola with a Mum. Can that be a carbon? No. So that you can't put on the Mizbeach.
Even as firewood.
Shereb Eliezer Omer Yakrivu. No, he says you can. It's a machlokas. He says you can. Virani Lamayla Kile and Eitzim. It's firewood. What's the difference if it's a log? What's the difference if it's an Ola Balmum meat? What's the difference? It's firewood. V'cham Omerim Lo Yakrivu. No, it can't be brought. No way. The Mizbeach cannot accept such a thing, even for firewood. Okay? Now, what according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would the Chachamim say about Ivrei Chatas getting mixed up with Ivrei Ola? You can. Right, you can. What not? Ivrei Ola with Ivrei Ola Bum. That you can't. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, and also, Rabbi Yehuda said that everybody agrees that a Roveya and a Nirva you can't put up there. Everybody agrees to that. What's the difference, really, between Ivrei Roveya and Ivrei Mum? What's the difference? You say, what's worse?
Which one's worse? Roveya is much worse.
You would think. Right. So what's so bad? Why? So what's the reason? Why is it worse? Because it doesn't... Our sensitivity is it's worse.
Comes from an Avera.
Right. Oh, so my Rebbe Lezer, Maishna Roveya and Nirva... Delo chazu, balas mum nami lo chazi. What's the difference? A rare nirva cannot be a carbon. A balmum also can't be a carbon. So what exactly is the difference between the two of them? What's the difference? Lamaisa, what's the difference? A mervuna, no, you're right. In a chanami, if you don't allow a rare and a nirva, why are you allowing a mum? You're right, it's worse. The question isn't why are you not allowing the rare and nirva. The question is why are you allowing the mum?
Mum.
It's only from firewood. So what? It can't go on the mizbeach. How are you allowing it at all? So, the Gemara says, you're right. It's not really a mum. Omar Rabbi Huna, Bedukin Sheba Ayin. It's a little tiny nick in the eye. Which, by the way, the Omar Valiba Rav Akiva. According to Rav Akiva, the Omar who said, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Now, that can't be a carbon l'chachila. Because it's a mum. Bidiyeved, if you used it, if you did it, Lo Yerdu. It doesn't have to come down from the Mizbeach. Why not? It's not really such a mum. Not such a bad mum. Big deal. It's a small, very small mum. Rabbi Akiva would never say that if you brought an animal with only three legs. Missing a leg. He would never say that. He would never say that. He only says that by Dukin Sheba'ayin, which is such a small, almost an insignificant mum. Some say because he holds by a bird that wouldn't be a mum. So that's such a small, tiny mum. Right?
So this big mum is the little mum.
According to Rabbi Akiva, he makes such a distinction. By the way, if you look right across where Tosfos is, it's the first Tosfos, is the Im Tomar, why didn't Rabbi Akiva also mention a guy that had a nick in the lip of the animal? A nick in the lip, the Amar Parakanazikin, that's the case of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, right? The Shad the Mume Benivsif Asayim, Bar Kamsa made a nick in the animal, in the lip. And when it got to the base of Mikdash, everybody's looking, what do we do now? The Goyim don't think this is a mum. We know it's a mum. Right? So what was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was, it's not a country of Akiva, it's not even really such a mum. It's a Shas HaSakon over here. We're not going to bring the Caesars.
Make it firewood.
Right?
Back in Lathamar.
Asra, Deludidon, Havimumah. With the two, Lo Havimumah. To us, it's a mum. To the Goyim, it's not a mum. The Lo Psol of Nei Noach, Elam Chusar Ever. And the only thing it's missing, the only time a Goy has standards also. The Goy also has standards. What are the Goy standards? A kid missing an Ever. So why?
Because it's obvious.
Right, exactly. So why are we picking over here at Dukin Sheba Ayin? The Tosfos just hacking. What about a mum in the lip? And this is v'shema ba'oflo shayach nivsef asayim. There's no such thing as a nick in the lip by an oaf. They don't have lips. They don't have lips. So what do you see from here? That the reason why Rabbi Akiva is so makel is because it's compared to an oaf. Just like an oaf, there's no mum, Dukin Sheba Ayin. That's not a mum by an oaf. If an oaf would have lips, there wouldn't be a mum either. Happens to be, it doesn't have lips. So again, there's many other mums that you could have picked. Why did you pick Dukin Sheba Ayin? No answer. Okay. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, you know why I'm a balmum? I would say it's okay, because Rabbi Kiva holds it's not even a mum. It's a mum. But im ol lo yerdu. So that's why I would allow that. But a Ruveh for Nirveh, I can't allow that. So the Gemara says, Eimar Adam Rabbi Akiva, the oven. When did Rabbi Akiva say that if an animal had a mum, it's okay? Yeah, bid the oven. You didn't realize it had a mum. You brought it. Somebody said, wait a minute. How could you bring that carpet? It had a mum. Really? What kind of mum did it have? There was something wrong with the eye. Ah, Rabbi Akiva says it's okay. Bid the oven, it's okay. L'chachila, mi Amar? L'chachila, did Rabbi Akiva ever say you could bring an animal with a mum? Never said such a thing. Kiva never said such a thing. So, Amar of Papa, you're right. Hacha Mayaskinon. So you know what's going on over here? Kigon She Alu Agabe Kevesh. It went on the Kevesh. What went on the Kevesh? Right?
The limbs.
Rashi says, second line, on top, Kivan de Rabbi Akiva, Lo Yardu, Menam is Beach. Since Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Yardu, Menam is Beach, Hani Milan the Khathila Mikevesh Lemizbeach. Then you can bring it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. The Kaimal on the Kamon, Shane Mizbeach Makadish, Hacha Kevesh Makadish. Right? So what happened?
So he's saying Rashi's saying it's no difference.
What? Right, there is no difference.
No difference.
Right. So what's the case? What's your papa saying? Right? What's the case? Hacha Mayaskinon Kigon She'alu al-gabi ha-kevesh. You brought them onto the ramp. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Bali Mumin, that are Dukin Sheba'ayin, im olu lo yerdu, right? Putting them on the ramp is the equivalent of putting them on the Mizbeach, right? Like we're going to learn later on. Therefore, you can move them from the ramp to the Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So,
it seems in the language that if you put the limb on the kevesh by mistake, It says once it's there,
I know, but then the
Gemara says,
look at the next four words. Ihachi. If that's true, that filu bi'inaihu, then even without a mixture,
right?
Just put them there.
Right.
So that can't be right. Ella, time of Rabbi Eliezer. So the answer is, why does Rabbi Eliezer allow, why does he allow Baal Mums to be brought on top of the Mizbeach? Why does he allow that? Because, Niyat Rachmana Mum Bum. It says in the Torah, Mum Bum, there's a Mum there. Who delo year two? That you can't do. A Mum cannot be put on the Mizbeach. All you need Tarov is year two, but with a mixture, it's okay. If it's singled out, a Mum, oh my goodness, I don't have a Mum. Yeah, let's bring it anyway. Can't do that. The Torah says, no way. Mum Bum. But if it's a mixture, I'm not sure. The Mum got mixed up with another animal. It does not a Mum. Says Rabbi Eliezer, bring it on top of the Mizbeach. It doesn't any mum. It doesn't matter any mum, but it's a mixture with the ola that was good. Yes, it's a mum. Yes, any mum. For Rabbanon, and what do the Rabbanon do with the? They say you can't do that. They say you can't do that. Right, mum bum, who do yard to? Ha'avar mum or yard to? But if the mum went away, no mum anymore. It's called a mum over. It's a passing mum. Mum went away. Then it's okay. I don't know why you need a pasuk for that. Maybe because you could have thought that it had a mum today, so now it's rejected. Either mum went away tomorrow, doesn't make a difference. Right? Once it's rejected, it's rejected. No, it's only if it only mum bum. It has to have a present mum. If it doesn't have a mum, it's not a problem. Rabbi Eliezer, mi bum bohem. Right? He learns out that halacha from that. For Rabbanon, bum bohem lo darshu. He doesn't learn from that drush at all. Fine. Ihachi, if that's true, right, it says, Roe, I view it, but what Rabbi Eliezer say? You have a mixture of kosher meat and balmum meat. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? No problem. Bring it on the Mizbeach. We'll treat it as firewood. Roe ani, I will treat it as firewood. What do you mean, I will treat it as? The Torah, you just learned out of a puzzle that you could do this. Roe ani? The Torah said it's not a problem. The Torah said it. I mean, he darshened it. But the Torah gave it a stamp of approval. The Torah says, I don't mind. Hashem does not mind. If it's a mixture, bring it up there. She does fine. He doesn't mind. The Torah doesn't mind. So the Torah, what do you mean? I'll view it as. I'll view it as. The Torah doesn't mind. So Gemara says, No. Rabbi Eliezer was talking to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that you can't bring a mum that got mixed up with a regular animal. You can't put it on top of the Mizbeach. You can't burn it. HaRachmana Akshere. I hold the Torah said it's okay. Mum bum means only if it has a mum, not a mixture. The Torah said it. But according to you guys, who say no, you can't do it. Odili mihas basar bailas mum be'etzim dummy. So you're right. You can't bring it as a carbon. How about firewood? Even that you don't want to do. What are you being so machmir for? Why not? Right? Midi dehavia basar chatos. It's no different than basar chatos, right? In Rabbi Yehuda's version, the Chachamim allowed basar chatos that got mixed up with basar ola to bring on the Mizbeach. They allowed that. In Rabbi Yehuda's version. Armish, so they argued about that. But in Rabbi Yehuda's version, they allowed that. How could they allow that? Right? The answer is, they didn't mind. Says Rabbi Eliezer, so what, all of a sudden by Balmum you mind? And the answer is what you said before. For Rabbanon, Hacha Me'isi. Now, Mum is a problem. Something wrong with the Mum. It's no good. Hasam Lo Me'isi. Over there it wasn't Moz. What was it? It was a Chatus, like a mix up with an Ola. So a Chatus is supposed to be eaten. It's not Moz, it's not rejected by God. Just the opposite, it's a Chatus. Happens to be, it got mixed up with an Ola, so you can't eat it. So what do? According to you, even the Rabbanon would say, so put it as firewood. Nothing wrong with it. Just can't eat it. Nothing wrong with it. Here, it's a Baal Mum, not allowing a Mum to go on the Mizbeach. It's a problem, nothing wrong with it. It's Mars. It's rejected by Hashem. Can't bring that on the Mizbeach. Even for firewood, I wouldn't allow that. Make sense? Okay. Next. Evarin the Evarin Bali Mumin. If Evarin got mixed up with Bali Mumin. Okay, so this is not Rabbi Huda's version. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, well, it says like this. Now what happened? You have a bunch of olas. One of them had a mum. And that guy, and right? That one of them had a mum. So now what do you do? Right?
Now you don't know what
to do. Yeah. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Kariv Rosh Echad Mehen, if you already brought one, you brought one, and then somebody said, what are you doing? There's a whole pile of ola to be burnt. There's a mum in there. We already burnt one. See, if we already burnt one, we'll pretend that the one you burnt was the pasul one. Right. Therefore, you recall a Russian. Right? You can bring all the rest of the heads.
Right.
Karayim, shalechad man, you can recall a karayim. You can bring all the rest of the karayim. All the innards. Why? Because we'll say, the pasul was the one you burnt it already. So all the rest sitting here are all kosher ones.
Chacha. What was the case? How did she have an ola that had a mum?
You made a mistake.
You didn't see it?
Yeah. Whatever it is, yeah. And then someone came and said, that one had a mum. Oh my goodness, we didn't know. We already put one on the back. Probably, it must have been that one. Says Rabbi Eliezer, even though it's a fiction. Okay. But we'll view it as that, and therefore all the rest could be brought. Chacham Omrim, no such thing. Afilu kreva kulam chutz me'achad me'en. Even if you brought them all except for one.
Right.
You can't bring that one. Maybe that's the one. Yachal beis ha'sreifa has to be burnt outside.
Why don't we use it for firewood like the previous cases?
So Rabbi Eliezer says you can't do, Rabbi, the Chacham says you can't do that. Exactly the machlokes. It's exactly what they're arguing about. Now, Amar Rabbi Lozar, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer elo shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer only allowed this mechanism if you brought them two at a time. So if you first brought two roshes on the Mizbeach, then we'll say one was good. There's only one not good one here. So if you brought two at a time, you for sure brought a good one already.
Right.
And the other one was only a
suffix. The other one was a suffix, then we'll let you bring the 20 more. Two at a time. 10 more times. That will let you do. Avol echad echad lo. One at a time, no, that won't let you do that. Says Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Zug Zug Yakrivim. Each pair will let you bring a pair at a time. The Ikala Neymar, Migu, the High Lav, the Isuru. One of them's for sure not Usir. One of them's for sure not Usir, right? There's only one Usir one. Hai Nami Lav Isuruhu, Visura Azale, Bahu Karv Kardum Lishanimlach. The Usir one was before. Abu Echad Echad, Eleka Migu Lo. You don't have that Migu, we're not going to let you bring one at a time. Masa from Yirmiya. One second. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim said, Afilu Kreve Kul, Chutz Me'achim, Yachutz Lebeis HaSreifa. What did Chachamim say? Even if you brought them all except for one, you can't bring it.
Right.
Obviously, it's not two at a time. It's not one, he says, right? You need to bring one?
Just the opposite, it sounds like.
What?
It sounds like the opposite.
Amalo Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Tachlafa, Asbrolach. I'll explain to you. My Echad, what do you mean by one?
Zug-Echad.
He meant Zug Echad, he meant one pair. So he agrees with that. He argues on the halacha, but he agrees that it's two at a time. Rabbi Eliezer would say it's okay, and I say it's not okay. Okay? This Gemara, which just is very fast, it's the exact same Gemara, is going to come up in the next 2 days about the Daf. We're stopping here at the Mishnah. This Mishnah now is not easy. The next 3 days is a very difficult Gemara, all about mixtures. So we're stopping here. The exact same Gemara about Dam. What happens with Dam? And then Gemara is going to say, why do you need Srichi? Why do you need a case of Dam and the case of Varm? Right, it's a half an Amid going back and forth. Why do you need that? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
That's right.
Sunday, 2 minutes.
What time do you make it on Sunday?
I don't remember. It's on.